Hello and welcome to your Wednesday. Oh my God, is winter over yet? Sean Ireland Show. How are you? Everybody getting socked by more weather? And I'm putting this show in before the morning comes because, you know what? As you listen to this, I'm either still digging out of my driveway or I've at least gotten to work on Fox 28 or who knows where I am. Look in the sky. Chances are I shot some kind of warning flare because I might just be off the side of the road. Let's hope not because I am done with winter, aren't you? And that's why this weather is a great lead-in for what we're talking about today. You probably saw the announcement last week, at the end of the week, when Yahoo CEO said there will be no more working from home for Yahoo employees. Now, this was a reversal on something Yahoo has always been very proud of. And we got to discussing working from home. Of course, right now, if I were working from home, I wouldn't have to worry about the Iditarod race I'll have to take to get to work, just like you. But for many people, that is just not an option. For many companies, that might not even be a possibility. That's what we talk about today, working from home. My meteorologist co-host, Lisa Colbert, joins in the discussion with Kate Burdett, my co-host from the radio. And we take calls, too, from many people who say, it works. Working from home is not a problem. Hey, if you feel the same way or you feel differently, shoot me an email, Sean@SeanIrelandShow.com, and join in that conversation as well. And before we get into that topic today, a couple of reminders. March 16th, there is a road race for you very healthy people. It will be taking place in Union County. It's the David Foster Memorial Run. It is to benefit the Lung Cancer Alliance, and you could be part of that. I'll be there emceeing, high-fiving, giving moral support and hugs, and that will be Saturday, March 16th. You can click a link right here on the events page to be part of that. And then on the 20th, the following Wednesday, we're meeting for another fun Sys Club Super Happy Hour Party. And you should join us for that. There's a chance for you to win great prizes. And this has a March Madness feel. It's our Sys and Roosters March Fabness Party. We have all kinds of great prizes to give away, free food, mind you, and at happy hour prices, too, for your drinks with plenty of prizes. And ladies, get this, we are playing the Brains and Beauty Bracket, games of trivia and goofy skills. So it's going to be a lot of fun, plenty of prizes, including bling to give away. So make sure you stop by after work. Why jump in the traffic if you don't have to? It'll be Wednesday the 20th, the Olentangy River Road location of Roosters with the Sean Ireland Show. Hope you'll be there. All right, let's get to it now, shall we? Here is your shut-in snow version of the Sean Ireland Show. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened this past week. You know, we all know people work from home. It seems like, I would suppose for some, the perfect plan. If you could negotiate that in your life, you could work from home and still elevate yourself throughout the ranks in your company. Mm-hmm. You're still revered the same way, and you're still able to make the living you hope to make. Wouldn't that be the ideal? It sure would, but apparently, according to the Yahoo CEO, that may not be perfect for everybody if you're looking at it from the outside in.
Marissa Mayer, mm-hmm. If you haven't heard her name, you'll probably hear it bandied about here in the news or on talk shows in coming days. She took over the CEO position at Yahoo at the age of, I believe she's 37 now. So she's okay.
How long has she been there? Do you know?
Not terribly very long, right? Like a couple of years.
Okay.
She took the job when she was 5 months pregnant, took only 2 weeks of maternity leave.
Oh, my gosh.
And on her own dime.
Did she cut her own umbilical cord? Because people
probably.
Like that, you pretty much know they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
On her own dime, built a nursery adjacent to her office. So she did pay for it herself so that she could spend more time in the office and not neglect her parental duties. So
okay. That's
to her credit. However, the problem now for some is that she came out with, well, her HR director came out with a memo this week that said, among other things, quote, to become the absolute best place to work, communication and collaboration will be important. We need to be working side by side. It's critical. We are all present in our offices. In other words, no more working from home. Parents with sick children, parents who have latchkey kids, parents who have other issues arise that require them to not be in the office, but to still be able to work effectively.
Especially parents who are in a business like Yahoo, which is internet-based.
Well, exactly.
Where does that make sense that you can't work from home?
Right,
You know, you would think that would be the place for satellite businesses like that.
It's not like we're dealing with an assembly line and, something like that here.
So what do you think of all that? Do you think working from home is a detriment to a company? Or should more companies embrace this, realizing that this is where we're headed? Telecom, everything that is internet-based, everything that's telecommunication-based, these things are not stopping people. We can't put a cork back in a bottle that has already been opened. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I've tried many times. That's for a different reason. But it doesn't happen. But let me tell you what. I mean, this is the wave of where we are in this world. So for her to come out and say that, you wonder, though, from a team-building perspective, are you losing that? That interaction? Are you losing that kind of, you know, like I realize that I do work from home most of the time. However, when I go into Fox 28 in the morning and do Good Day Columbus, there is a whole different dynamic there. Mm-hmm. There is Lisa Colbert and myself are very close, and we have a great interaction. Would we have that same tightness if we did it on the phone all the time?
If you were each doing a live shot from your living room.
But you know what I'm saying? Even after the fact, even if I went in there and then we still never talked to each other or something, if we didn't have meetings around all that, it's not like I just go do that and leave. I mean,
there's absolutely something to be said for that face-to-face, that. And I think further in this memo, I read the entire text of it, there were references made to, as they call them, the hallway meetings or the lunch table conversations, which ultimately become very productive in a business sense. So I get that.
Let's bring up Lisa. Lisa Colbert is here, meteorologist on ABC6 and Fox 28, and my co-host on Good Day Columbus on Fox 28 from 9 to 10 every morning. And she's here right now. And Lisa, we talked a little bit about this on Friday, you and I, because we come at it from two very different standpoints because you have little kids, and that is very different, isn't it?
No doubt, Sean, and thank you so much for letting me be part of the discussion, because this is where our country is heading, and I'm laughing as you're talking. I think we would do just fine by phone, my friend. I'd be happy to be in my PJs and my sweats every day.
No. It's not radio, though, Lisa. We're talking TV here, so you got to be
a little different.
Camera ready from the shoulders up, at least.
Well, that's a whole other discussion. We are enterprising here. We're bringing TV to you in a whole new way. No, I think that the broader discussion is an important one to be had, and I think it really does depend on the work you do. So with Yahoo specifically, I'm not exactly sure where their goals are heading and their plans, but I think it does matter, and I think that FaceTime does matter and is significant. But I think the question, and I'm laughing here because I've got a dog who's barking. I've got kids who, thank goodness, right now are napping, but give me 5 minutes and they'll be running around. I think working from home for me would be very difficult with the kids here. And with my lifestyle, I always wonder if I would have the discipline to work from home. But I think a really important question for this country moving forward is that women are trying to juggle a lot. You know, we really are trying to do it all, and you can't. There's just no way you can. And I think that a lot of companies, if they don't consider the flexibility, consider the possibility, are simply going to lose talent. Because I think there are some really tremendous smart women. And you know, Sean, from the work we do, we work from home. I work from home even when I'm not clocking it and, you know, considering that. I'm working from home all the time. I'm thinking, we're finding stories, we're considering what's topical and being informed. So I guess in that respect, I do work from home, and I had never considered it or thought about it that way.
But that brings up a whole other point, Lisa, and I've heard this discussed in this context of the Yahoo story this week, that if that is the policy, say, at Yahoo, you're a Yahoo employee, and say you're a working parent who says, you know, and it doesn't have to be exclusively moms either. This could apply just as easily to men. Mm-hmm. You're a working parent, and you've been this benefit of sorts, or this part of your job has been taken away where you don't have that flexibility. Okay, then fine. Then my smartphone is turned off at 5 p.m. My email is not getting checked unless it's between the hours of 9 and 5.
Yeah, good point.
And again, you talk about, you know, you're chasing stories all day, all night.
Right.
Because I know, too, from being in broadcasting, you're always...
It doesn't stop.
You're always turned on.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm in the middle of a family gathering at a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going to be a story idea for me.
Absolutely.
And... by the same token, so is, you know, working for a company like Yahoo, I would imagine. That's all about some creativity and being open
and
to new
internet.
Suggestions.
Sure.
And so, yeah, how could you possibly turn it off?
Yeah, I think you don't. And I think, you know, I think that is absolutely, in our country, the absolute right of these businesses. You know, if they think they're going to be more productive and work more effectively and efficiently, that is absolutely their right. I just wonder if they're going to be losing talent they perhaps didn't consider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes if you want those minds and you want that experience, you know, even with what Sean and I do, part of what I bring to the table is my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that, you get the whole deal. You don't just get part of it.
Right.
You know,
it's true.
I'm part of the time insane, and the rest I'm fine. You know, it doesn't.
I will
work
vouch
that
for
way.
That. It's true. No, do you know, not?
And the flexibility. I mean, the truth is, if you choose to have a family, and this is a choice. I mean, there's no. I've never questioned that. This is a choice that I have made, and not everybody makes the same choice. Not everybody has children. Not everybody has to get to the doctor appointment and to daycare and to sick kids. And but it's a real juggling act. And if you want that experience, and if you want these people, that is the reality of their lives. That's a choice, I guess.
And I think the more important notion of that, Lisa, is that if you don't adapt to those types of people, you have such a homogenous type of business
mm-hmm.
that you can't even probably begin to appreciate what really a different clientele base or whatever might be, because you're only thinking linear. You're only thinking one way. You don't understand mm-hmm. that there are all these other facets of life out there. And, you know, if you don't allow for the fact that you're going to have to, you know, make allowances here, there, and everywhere to create talent and to nurture talent, it's just, to me, it's mindless if you are a corporation, if you're a CEO, that you wouldn't take all that into consideration.
Well, I think you would have to survive. And one other thing that I thought about a lot lately is advertising. I mean, we all know what the bottom line is. You know, this isn't
right.
a mystery to any
sure,
of us. We're here
sure.
to make money. We are personally, the companies are. But you take, you know, say the 20, 30, 40-something people with kids who do need some of that flexibility. Those are the minds who will understand the advertising. These are the people you're targeting. That's how you make your money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take all of those people with that knowledge out of your equation, sure, I would think that would hurt you.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she brilliant? Sometimes I just sit there at 9 o'clock in the morning and just my mouth, it's agape and it just hits the table because I listen to everything Lisa has to say.
Well, I think it's important to note that she is spouting this brilliance. Well, as she told us, she's got a dog barking in the background and three little kids at home. So good
now,
on you, lady.
I will tell you, I know, Sean, how long this show goes. So I challenge you to call me next Sunday, now say 5:15, and see what brilliance is spewing here, because it's going to be not even complete sentences right about that. I mean, it's complicated. I know it really is.
Oh, she's the best. All right, Lise, thanks, hon. I know it's a busy afternoon always for you, but... Every weekday, you can catch me and Lisa going at it. We have a good time. Good Day Columbus from 9 until 10 a.m. on Fox 28. Thanks, hon.
Yeah, Sean, this is the most intelligent conversation we've ever had.
Let's
I so appreciate
never,
being part of it.
Don't ever do this again, okay? I don't even know who you are.
thanks much.
Bye.
Now back to your fruit roll-ups.
Thank you so much for waiting, Lucy. Thank you so much.
Hi, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
All right, tell us about it.
All right. I've worked since the beginning of the year from home. I have two small children, and it is challenging, like people have said. But the kids are actually learning that when it's work time. You know, they know I'm working, don't come in here, you know, and I do my thing. And the only thing that's really a problem is my 99-pound Labrador, who doesn't seem to understand that I'm working. So that's the challenge.
What kind of a business, Lucy? What do you do?
A real estate group.
Okay, uh-huh.
And I would argue about the being in the office is that you are more focused, I think, when you're at home because you really have to set aside the time. Being at a facility for 8 hours doesn't mean you're working for 8 hours.
Oh,
but
I see.
I'm working all the time, even on the weekends, even, you know, now. My husband has worked from home for 8 years, almost 9 years, and, I, you know, he... he's always around. My kids have always seen him. And one time he had to go to a business meeting, and my daughter was like, "Where's Dad?" And I'm like, "He went to work. He went to a work meeting." And she's like, "No, seriously, where is he?" I'm like, "Your father has a job, you know."
That's awesome.
You know, but we kind of weave it into our lives. And I'm so grateful to he works for a national charity. And I'm so grateful because, you know, my kids have seen my husband, their dad, like constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's rare.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful.
That's true. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so I do, you know, there aren't as many perks. Obviously, you don't have an office or maybe I don't have an expense account. But I do have the freedom to move as I want, to schedule things around meetings. But I would say that when I am working, I'm way more focused and dedicated to the company that I work for.
Now, I've heard that some people who work from home regularly make it a habit and make it their practice to get up and get dressed and put on the face and the hair and do just like you're going to leave the house.
Hmm.
And
You
do that?
I do that. I do that. Yes. I didn't at first. I started early this year. And, you know, it does help. Getting up, you know, having your breakfast, getting that out of the way, not sitting in front of the computer eating. You know, being professional at home. And I'm telling you that my kids have really seen that, boy, you know, when you work, you're not goofing off.
That's great.
So,
wow.
It's a great lesson. I'm really grateful.
What
you
a wonderful
You guys do a great
call.
Job.
You're sweet. Thank you so much. Hang on. We've got a gift card for you, as a matter of fact, from Audacious Boutique. So hang on.
We want to go
to Leanne, another patient person who's been waiting quite some time. Leanne, do you work from home now?
I currently do not, but I did for approximately 7 years.
How did that work, no pun intended, for you?
Wonderfully, thank you. And prior to my company putting that particular stipulation into our job criteria, we did work in the office for 3 years prior to that, you know, all the time. I was on a job where I was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So when they implemented the work from home program, it actually not only benefited the people that got to work from home, but it also benefited the company because they were actually looking at possibly purchasing another building.
Mm-hmm.
But when they took account for all the people that they were going to allow to work from home, they did not need as large of an office space. So I think that there's a lot to be considered. From a company's perspective, you're not paying for that person to be physically using your electricity and your water and mm-hmm. your, you know, whatever. Because they're actually doing that at home instead of coming into the office.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And this story this week, I have to say, really kind of hit home with me just because I'm in the IT profession.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to remain in the IT profession. And if this particular perk, if you want to call it, is removed from the footsteps that Yahoo has done, I believe a lot of folks in the IT industry are going to be upset and may look for something different.
Right. You know, it's going to be interesting, and I do want to get to Paul. He's also on the line. And Leanne, his perspective is interesting from a different avenue. He's questioning whether or not this Marissa, what's her last name?
Marissa Mayer.
Whether it's more of a control thing for her at this point. You know, what really is the impetus behind it? What makes somebody decide that all of a sudden what was working for her initially, what was attractive, what she was pounding the drum about,
mm-hmm.
doesn't work anymore? I think that'll be interesting to see. Leanne, thank you, too. Hang on.
The CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, made some waves this week. She's a woman, I believe, 37 is her age.
Right.
A new mom. When she took the job, she was 5 months pregnant and on her own dime, paid for herself, she installed a nursery next door to her office so that after only 2 weeks of maternity leave, she could go back to work. Now, Yahoo, as we have all heard in the news, is kind of a struggling brand right now. They definitely have their challenges against the Googles of the world.
But isn't one of their policies, though, that they do have a pretty liberal or have had a liberal work from home policy?
Used to.
Right.
Until a memo came out this week that said, no more working from home. We all need to be in the same building. Interestingly, the United States is way behind some other countries in the world when it comes to telecommuting, which is what this is called officially. It means you work remotely at least one day a week, if not all of them.
Okay.
Use online chatting, phone chatting, email and things like that to stay in touch. We are at about 2.5% of our workforce that is able and allowed to telecommute.
That's nothing.
It is considering places like the Middle East, Latin America, and Asia, they have about a 10% share of their workforce.
Huh.
And of course, we're always hearing that we're way behind Asia. I mean, a lot of times we hear that it's the Asian countries that are beating us when it comes to, you know, things like education and workforce productivity. So perhaps that is a reason to take a look at this.
Well, I want to get to Paul, not only because he's the most patient person in the entire world, but Paul also, Paul, you worked for a lot of years, and I'm not certain if you still do, but you have worked from home, correct?
Since 1997, Sean.
Wow, that's so, if I were to be a guessing person in that regard, you seem like you were ahead of the curve, right?
Well, I think I am. And the other thing that, you know, is so meaningful to me to work from home is the fact that I've always felt it was the closest thing to running your own business without the investment and the exposure.
Was that your goal? Was your goal eventually to run your own business or not?
Absolutely. I've just never crossed the line. And when this opportunity came up, it was like a dream. And, you know, the bottom line to it is you just have to be mature enough not to abuse it. Now, if you want to sleep till noon and go to the movies, you're in trouble.
Right.
If you put a lot of value on it, like I've done over the years, you know, it's fantastic. I don't think I could ever transition back into an office setting full time. I don't think I could do it.
Are you a social person?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you have to learn how to manage that, because sometimes you can feel a little isolated, and you just have to learn how to adjust and maybe work some socialization. But on the flip side, you know, a lot of people that do work from home are in sales capacities and marketing capacities, and they have contact throughout the work week with clients and so forth. So it's not like you're shut in your house, you know?
Is there one specific sort of trick or something that you noticed you had to employ when we talk about the social aspect of it when you adjusted to this style?
Well, I don't know if I'm answering your question specifically, but one thing that I really had to work at, and I had to be very diplomatic, people initially will say, well, gee, you work from home. Would you mind running out and picking up some groceries?
Good point.
Or would you, now, could you do this in a pinch? And, you know, you have to go, folks, look, I work from my home, and I am working.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest adjustment I had to make as an individual, just getting that through people's heads that, hey, this ain't fun and games, you know. Just because I work from home, I still have to produce.
I'm just as accountable, just as much accountability, if not more.
Absolutely, without question. Now, out of the Yahoo thing just for a moment, I just think this lady's flexing her managerial muscle out of the box, and quite frankly, my gut on it is God forbid these people, you know. I just don't think it's going to be a fit. It'll be real interesting to see how this pans out long term for Yahoo, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to demotivate many, many, many good people.
Let me ask you this, though, Paul. All right, if you were someone in corporate America working in the confines of a business, and you are in the prospects of trying to come up with team building, you know, new innovations and ideas and such, would you feel as attached to someone who's talking to you through a speakerphone as you would to a group of people in a room?
I think in today's day and age with technology, absolutely. Don't forget, you know, just because you're working home, by no means makes you distant from the company. I mean, I've worked for companies, and this is no exaggeration, you know, 3 conference calls a week with management and team members was not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just not floating out there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's still an awful lot of communication going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you work from home. Absolutely.
That's awesome. All right, hang on for me. Paul, you've been waiting so long. I want to treat you to dinner, okay? We're going to do that for you. We've got a Rooster's gift card for you, okay? $25.
I'm a wing lover. Thank you.
That means awesome. You need to leave your house, though. Is that cool?
Yeah, well, you know, there's some things I'm willing to leave the house for.
There you go.
Good to know. Hey, thank you so much, Paul. And that is going to do it. That is your Wednesday Snowy Sean Ireland Show. I hope you had a safe day today. I'll see you back here tomorrow.